You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Now, another question, you know, it's being asked right here. You know, what is your turning point, Justin, that turned you into your faith? What was the turning point? I want to ask you the question. What was your turning point? You know, comment below. Let us know. What was your turning point? Well, Justin's going to share what his turning point was when he made this turning point to his faith. Check it out.
I think it was my perception of who Jesus really was, you know. I'd had really bad examples of Christians in my life. Who would say one thing and do another. So they were my direct example of who Jesus was.
That's why you didn't take it seriously.
I didn't take it as seriously because I didn't have good examples.
Good role models.
Yeah, and so I think the more I really just really looked at the character of who Jesus really was.
Did you grow up in a Christian household?
I grew up in a Christian household, yeah. But my mom was, she was really hurt growing up. I mean, she had so many things going on in her life. So she was navigating her faith journey. For me, it was just confusing because she'd say one thing and then like she would say, well, you're forgiven, but then I'd do something bad or whatever was supposedly bad, but then she'd make me feel ashamed for it. So it's like, well, if Jesus forgives me, then why are you making me feel bad for doing something? Like, obviously there's like a form of like, we got to make sure we keep our kids accountable and punish our kids so that they learn from their mistakes. But like, if there's this God named Jesus who died for our sins so that we don't have to live in shame, then why? It was just things like that that would make me really question, like, who is this Jesus guy? And I didn't really take a deep look into who he was.
That's so powerful because, you know, that not only did Jesus die for our sins, but he actually took the shame of our sin on the cross. And shame produces more of the same. You never will come out of sin if you're under a climate of shame, a spirit of shame. But listen, sometimes we're confusing conviction with condemnation. Sometimes we're confusing conviction with shame. But the reality is we should feel bad for our sins. But once we repent for our sins, you know, we should actually believe and receive the forgiveness by faith through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. But I want to encourage you or ask you this question. Have you been or had people in your life that set a bad example for you? I mean, have you been a bad example? Have you seen folks that are bad examples? And he's saying, listen, I was confused. I was like hearing people talk about Jesus, but they weren't doing what Jesus said. And I understand it's like, that's very confusing, especially as a Christian. You're looking around going, what's going on? Nobody's perfect. But listen, at some point, there should be a hint of you having a desire to do what Jesus says do. And he said that just really confused him. It really confused him. And so we are, you think about it, he says, he was saying he didn't take his faith seriously because of seeing this contradiction that was going on. Of course, the whole contradiction we are contradictions in ourselves outside the grace of God, the mercy of God. But understanding that, so I want to encourage you, comment below, let us know your thoughts in regards to how maybe you at one time were a bad influence on others or others were a bad influence on your faith and it just confused you. But it's time to be a good influence. Share your thoughts. We want to hear about that. And it's so important to, let's just keep talking back and forth. But
you've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.